When it comes to CBD products, Sunday Scaries is one of my favorite go-to brands. They offer a range of different full-spectrum CBD products, including gummies, oils, candy, and even treats for your pet. My favorite is the unicorn jerky candy. It kind of reminds me of those rainbow sour candy belts that I used to eat when I was a kid. I'm a casual snacker when it comes to CBD products, and I typically only eat a little bit at a time. But I prefer CBD to alcohol because alcohol tends to trigger terrible migraines for me. So when I want to relax or wind down at the end of a particularly stressful day, I go for CBD instead. I love the relaxing feeling it brings me, but I also like that I can stay clear-headed. If you're looking for a more immersive experience, you can go for the full recommended serving size. In my personal experience, Sunday Scaries is one of the highest quality products available on the market. I love the variety that they offer, and most of all, I love that their products tend to last me a very long time. Visit sinisterjunkmealpodcast.com/Sunday Scaries to try some of the most delicious full-spectrum CBD products for yourself. Use offer code SINISTER25 for 25% off your first order. Welcome to Sinister Junk Mail. I'm Kate Lassay.
And I'm Susie Turner.
We have a fun episode today.
We do.
It's our first interview.
I know. I think this makes us like finally legit.
We're legit. We got a sponsor. We got an interview. We got a couple more lined up.
So many cherries are being popped right now and it feels so good.
Today we have Nancy Thames on the show with us. Tell us about her, Susie.
So she has had experiences from childhood and for her entire life with extraterrestrials.
Yes,
and
she
she's had visitations and
contacts.
She's been taken aboard crafts.
Very interesting stuff. Oh, is that crafts? Right. Not
right. And she also talks about her own children being visited, and also that she's had contact with like essentially the higher spirits,
higher level,
yeah,
interdimensional beings.
And she will refer to them as the elders.
Yes, it's pretty interesting stuff. A lot of it lines up with some of the info that we've already discussed in our previous episodes, our reincarnation episode, some of it even in our ancient civilizations episode. Yeah, but I think one of the most interesting parts about it is that it really does kind of cross over with the stuff we've already been talking about, stuff our own personal beliefs.
Right. Well, what's interesting is when we spoke to Nancy over the phone before scheduling, because we wanted to make sure, you know, but I guess in the interview, I kind of thought it was just strictly about extraterrestrials.
Right.
And then as, you know, we started prepping for the show and I started digging into her website and that's when I was like, oh, this is layered.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I was excited anyway. Like, I definitely get a boner from extraterrestrials.
You just can't help yourself.
I can't help myself. But now it's so layered that it really does. Like, all we're missing is ghosts.
Yeah.
And I would be like the happiest girl alive.
She even talked about meditation, stuff that I guess I just didn't realize those topics would be covered. So it was pretty interesting.
No, because we definitely went into this thinking it was just going to be one topic. Mm-hmm. So it was a fun little surprise.
It was a fun surprise. Yeah. So we'll just get into the interview now. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Ta-da.
All right. Well, let's get started then. We're super excited that you wanted to come do this with us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. This is my favorite topic. I love talking about it.
So do we.
Yes, actually. We do. Susie especially is obsessed.
I understand.
Yeah, it's super exciting. This is our first real interview for the show. It's a big, exciting thing for us. So we're really, really happy to have you.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm proud to be your first then.
That's so sweet. Love it. Do you want to tell us like anything? Do you usually start out with anything up top?
I'll start it off. I am a lifelong experiencer with interdimensional extraterrestrials. And this all started for me at a very young age. I was about 2 years old that I first recall. And I would have three little beings that would come into, well, they weren't little. I was little at the time, but I'd have three beings come into my room and take me by the hand and carry me out a window or through a door or through the ceiling. And it was very a playful time. And at that point, I was not scared because they could make the images change. They could make scenery change. They could make themselves look like different things.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, very playful.
Did it ever scare you? Was it always, like, at any point were you spooked by it?
So as I got older, you know, say junior high and even in high school through there, you know, I would see, you know, certain movies and things like checkout counter at grocery stores, like pictures of extraterrestrials or whatever. And I became very, very scared because I didn't understand what was happening to me.
Yeah.
And as I got older, they started to show themselves in their real image more, but it would be like in small doses.
That's really interesting. I remember on our first conversation, you had said something about how they don't experience emotions the way humans did, right?
What it is they're not comfortable with feeling emotions or whatever we feel. They feel 10 times the amount of feeling, and they really don't know what to do with those kind of emotions and feelings.
When you said that the first time, for some reason, I was thinking that it meant they didn't really experience them at all. But you're saying that they actually experience them to like a more intense degree?
That's exactly right. They experience what we're feeling.
Oh, wow. Okay. So almost like empathic sort of thing?
Well, it's telepathic. Yeah. You know, when I was scared, I would, when they would come, I would be fully aware and I would wake up, but I would keep my eyes closed because I could feel within my whole body their presence. So I would feel my covers being pulled off of me. And then it'd be like a scanner type thing going from head to toe, toe to head to toe, back and forth. And eventually, after a little period of time, then I would feel my body start to raise up off the bed. And at that point, I would open my eyes because obviously I knew something was going on. So I would look down and my bed was empty. So this was something that was physically happening to me.
Do you know why they were doing vibrational scans?
We live on a 3D world. So they come from higher dimensions. So when they come down here to get me and they want to take me to the craft where the interdimensionals are, they have to change my frequency. So what they were doing was vibrating my body to a higher frequency. That is why I was able to go through a door or through the ceiling, because they put me into the same dimension frequency that they are in.
Okay.
Does it change your physical body? Like the...
No. We all vibrate at a certain frequency. So it's just elevating my frequency up higher. And now they don't necessarily have to do that with me. I have been with them so long. I am naturally now. I vibrate at a very high frequency and I know immediately when they're coming.
Oh, that's interesting.
I do have another question. And this is just your opinion. We've heard, obviously, through documentaries or just books that some other people have had bad experiences with extraterrestrials. Do you know why or why you think that is?
I believe that they are real experiences. It is not what I have experienced. My contact is with interdimensionals. And there are extraterrestrials, but they are on the positive side for humanity.
That makes sense.
So they're like different then?
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
One thing people don't understand is that when you say the grays, there is not one race of grays. There is over 62 races of grays.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And there's one race of grays, which I believe is from the Orion Belt. And they are the ones that do not wish for humanity to ascend. And they are probably the ones that were doing these abductions. So I don't call myself an abductee.
Right.
My relationship and my experiences are, but, you know, loving. We formed a bond. We have open communication. It is not the same beings.
I see. Okay.
And I guess with anything, there's good and bad.
Yeah. Yes. We talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like humans.
Even with spirits, humans. Exactly. Right.
So Anunnaki, there's different races. Mm-hmm. Arturians, different races. Palladians, Nordics, there's many different races. And not all of them wish to see humanity become galactic human beings and ascend.
Interesting.
There's a lot of things that humanity needs to know.
Yeah.
They always tell me when I was going through, as you know, just like any other human being, I've had my share of problems.
Right.
Whenever I would have these very traumatic experiences, they would come to me and they would tell me, if this ever gets to be too much for you, you can always come home. And I never really, I mean, they told me this over and over, but it didn't hit me that this was not my true home. I consider this my home because I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I have, you know, this life is everything to me.
Yeah.
But I have figured out, they told me, it just took me a while to figure out that I was actually an extraterrestrial and I incarnated as a human to be here for this particular purpose.
That's super interesting.
So are you saying that most humans, or most, I shouldn't say humans, most souls have the choice to incarnate as a human or as an extraterrestrial?
Or is it like specific for certain?
Okay, here's how that works. We are in a human vessel. We are in a human suit. We have a soul and a consciousness that our soul and consciousness are not an organ of our body. Okay. So all of the organs in our body cease to exist once we finish die here. Okay. But our consciousness and our soul goes up to what they call creator source.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what we call God.
Right.
But they call it creator source. Once we get up to creator source, there is a group of higher interdimensionals and you go before them, just like I had kind of done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you and they decide if you're going to have a human experience again, or if you and the elders agree that you've experienced it enough.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe been here 5 or 6 times or 10, some people 100.
Wow.
You know, so you could choose to be an extraterrestrial or you could choose to be an animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Also, if you get to the point when you've experienced all these things that is necessary
mm-hmm.
for your evolutionary path and your spiritual path,
mm-hmm.
then you can elect to stay in your etheric energy being state.
Okay.
And then that state, you are up around the highest dimensions, which here we say it's 12 dimensions. I do not know if that's what extraterrestrials call it mm-hmm. or interdimensionals call it, but I do know that you're up in the highest realm of dimension and you're close to creator source.
This sounds a lot like my personal belief system, which has to do with the astral and the layers of the astral. And it's really very similar as far as the evolution goes of the soul. What do you think about guides and things like that, like the idea of spirit guides?
I think we all have spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's here on a different path.
Right.
Some people actually decide that they want to just dip their toe into the human world and not be here very long.
Right.
If you ever like, I want to stick to terrestrial stuff, what they told me. I don't want to stick to other stuff. So I'll be quiet about that. But anyway.
Well, now you have to tell us.
I know. Now we're curious.
Now we're curious.
Well, some people make a decision before they come here
mm-hmm.
how long they're going to be here.
Okay.
And so that's why some people die at such an early age and things of this nature.
I see.
So what's really interesting real quick is we just did 2 episodes on reincarnation and kind of the book. I don't know if you've ever read Journey of Souls.
I've heard of it.
It's very similar to what you're describing.
Absolutely.
So it's actually interesting because we weren't expecting to hear this from you.
Yeah. So I incarnated from being a interdimensional. Now, I don't know which race because I don't want to know. I know that every time they come to get me and take me to craft, there is a group of peers that are constantly watching me, evaluating me, checking my you know, where I am spiritually, checking where I am on the evolutionary scale, checking my mentality to make sure that I'm handling having two lives, you know, or two consciousness. I have an interdimensional extraterrestrial consciousness, and then I have a human consciousness.
So let me ask you.
Go ahead.
This kind of relates to the concept of like our higher selves or whatever.
Exactly.
Is that what you're describing or what you're referring to? Like,
yes.
So do you think like that's the majority of your energy is in that? And then this is just a little bit of it? Or how do you think?
I have learned through my experiences that our inner self, our soul self, mm-hmm. it knows everything.
Right.
And it keeps up with everything. Your consciousness, your human consciousness, mm-hmm. puts up boundaries. It protects you from certain things.
Right. We've talked about that.
So a lot of things your brain will not remember because mm-hmm. it makes a decision that it may be too much for you.
We call that the built-in firewall.
Yeah, it's like a firewall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But your subconscious knows it all. So that's why you hear a lot of people going for past life regression or right. hypnosis, because they can get down into that subconscious and retain a lot of information. And they can also look into what's called the Akashic Records.
Yeah, I've learned about that.
And that goes really deep. It goes into all the lives you've ever had. And sometimes they say we carry karma from past lives.
This is what we just talked about. Yeah. yeah. In our last episode, it really is very similar to everything we just discussed. The yes. only different element is I don't think we realized or had considered that it could be like extraterrestrial related.
No, we didn't.
Well, interdimensionals and extraterrestrials all have souls and they all believe in the creator source.
So those are two separate things then, right? The extraterrestrial and interdimensional, it's not necessarily the same.
Well, they're all a type of, they're all extraterrestrials, but the interdimensionals can do what these lower rim extraterrestrials cannot do.
I see.
They are locked in our solar system. They can't leave our solar system. And they are the ones that are keeping us dumbed down. And they're in charge and they use us like puppets, and all of our political leaders are under their thumbs.
Yeah.
So the interdimensionals are here and they want to assist us to change all this because we are going through ascension. We are evolving intellectually and we're going to become wise that we are tired of these old ways that are not working for humanity.
In a previous episode, we talked about ancient civilizations, Göbekli Tepe, the possibility that there have been several advanced civilizations before us. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that there have been people advanced to our degree?
There were at least five that were past our technology at this point.
Well, past it.
I believe the pyramids were there before the Egyptians.
Yeah, same.
And most of the things are. There's been generations that for whatever reason, either they misused their technology and destroyed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know everything, so I'll be the first to tell you I do not know everything.
Well, we don't, you know.
But the interdimensionals are here because we're at a pivotal point where we could make the wrong decision. And they will not allow that to happen.
Right.
Because human beings are just a minute part of everything that they love about this planet. When they look at our planet, our Earth, they consider as a living being.
Yeah.
Our trees, they consider as a living being. Our plants and flowers.
We're just ants in the anthill.
Yeah.
And they communicate. Animals communicate.
Right.
We can't see it because we're in 3D, but there's all kinds of things going on around us that we aren't able to see right now.
So
but
strange.
Those things are going to change as we evolve.
Right.
We're going to become more intelligent and we are going to outgrow these old ways.
Yeah.
You know, working 9 to 5, people working 2 or 3 jobs to support families. They want us to be able to live longer, enjoy our very short time of the human experience, because our lifetime is very short compared to any other beings in the whole universe.
That's interesting. Yeah.
we are not getting to enjoy it like we should be able to and for what it was designed. So they're going to here to assist, not fix everything, assist. Mm-hmm. They treat us like children and see us like children. When your son or daughter makes a mistake, you let them suffer the consequences. They have, we and they, the children, just like your children, we have to learn from our mistakes so we don't make them over and over again.
What do you think about the theory of extraterrestrials living or kind of their home base in the ocean?
There are some that have bases in the ocean. I have been on a craft that went underwater. You know, their craft are also living beings.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah.
We just talked about that recently.
Yeah.
I've also heard the theory that like they are controlled by just consciousness, or is it go together?
Okay. So a pilot of a craft, he is created, his DNA is tweaked. And that is his mm-hmm. job for the rest of his 800 to 1,000 years, whatever.
Oh, wow. So that's like what he's created for specifically.
His consciousness and the craft consciousness, they connect. So he can tell the craft where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. And with the blink of an eye, they are there.
Yeah, they talked about this a little bit, like we've read about government employees trying to figure out how to manage these things. And then they end up like they cannot ever figure it out. They end up getting diseases.
No, they cannot fly the craft because they weren't created and bonded with the craft.
Yeah.
The craft is there, but the pilot's not. And they can't
do anything
with it. All they can do is try to replicate what the best they can. But those craft, they cannot fly.
It's like a two part. You have to have both for it to work.
Right. And it's just like, in other words, you have to be designed to be able to do that. Most races of extraterrestrials and interdimensionals, when they are born and come into the world, they are there for a specific job, or they don't call it job, but a specific position within their society. So some are born to be doctors, some are born to be scientists, some are born to be explorers, some are born to be pilots.
Okay.
Yeah.
What our beliefs are is that it sounds like very similar to yours, that we choose our lives before we come down here. Something, or here, down here, wherever we are.
I know what you meant. Yeah.
Something we talked about recently when we did our reincarnation episode was that in the Journey of Souls book specifically, they talk about life selection and that we're given the option of like more than one life to choose. Is that anything you've experienced?
I know that everybody's path is different. You know, it all depends on your spiritual and your evolutionary, you know, mm-hmm. path on how you progress towards the mm-hmm. end goal. So I don't know what everybody does. I know that when you go to Creator Source, once your life has ended here, you have options.
Mm-hmm.
So between you and the elders, you know, you see everything that you didn't get done that you wish to experience. So most of the time, you come back to Earth and try it again.
Okay. So we have at least learned that if a soul has done a poor job, and when I say that, I mean they were serial killers or rapists, they've done something horrendous. We've been shown that essentially, instead of going back to the source, they don't get like put there. They get put in a classroom with like their spirit guide to
like discuss it, learn from it.
Right. Before getting sent into a different life.
That would make sense. But I do know that they do understand mistakes are made.
Yeah.
And you have to learn from them. If a person did such a grave thing as that, I've never really addressed that question.
But right.
It makes sense to me that just like when you go before a group of elders,
mm-hmm.
there would be a decision made that you need to talk about why you did what you did, you know?
Right. Right.
But I truly don't think that there's a heaven or a hell.
Yeah, I agree. Susie's not quite on the same page.
I know that a lot of people are not going to like that, but there's not.
Oh, don't worry. I've already put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people say this is hell. It is not.
Right. We've heard that theory too.
That was one of my theories.
Life is what you make of it.
Yeah.
And we create our own reality.
Right.
And that's the beautiful thing about these interdimensionals and the positive extraterrestrials. They want mm-hmm. to help us so that we can be better humans, so that we yeah. can enjoy our lives.
I have been sleeping on a Casper mattress for the last 5 years, and I can say with complete confidence that it has been some of the absolute best sleep of my life. If you've been listening to our show for a while, you've probably heard me talk about my debilitating migraines at some point. One of my biggest triggers is sleep discomfort. Sometimes I wake up and I know instantly that a migraine attack is coming simply because I slept wrong on my neck or shoulders. So high-quality pillows and mattresses are extremely important to my overall sleep health. My Casper mattress is so comfortable, and since I've switched, I wake up feeling refreshed and well-rested much more often than I have on any of my previous mattresses. Several of my friends and family have also made the switch to Casper, and every single one of them agrees that it is some of the best, most comfortable sleep they've ever had. Visit sinisterjunkmailpodcast.com/Casper and start having the best sleep of your life.
Being a mom of four and doing this podcast, I am just constantly in a state of exhaustion. I depend on caffeine to get me through my day, but I am also a little bit of a coffee snob. My go-to coffee is Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is actually a veteran-founded and run company. It's a quality coffee that tastes like I actually had the time to go to a local coffee shop and get a fresh cup. Black Rifle offers a variety of roasts and flavors that fits anyone's preferred taste. They sell coffee in a can, pods for a Keurig, bags of coffee beans, and ground coffee. Personally, I make my coffee using a Keurig because I'm always on the go. Black Rifle offers a variety of pods for the Keurig, which tastes delicious, and it gives me the energy boost that I need. My absolute favorite Black Rifle coffee is their Beyond Black coffee rounds. It's a dark roast and it's absolutely delicious. They also offer a hazelnut flavored coffee that I'm super stoked to try soon. Black Rifle offers subscriptions, bundles so you can try a variety roast at a great price, or you can order it individually. I love that I don't have to leave my house to get a quality cup of coffee. Whether you are a hardcore coffee lover or just starting to explore the world of coffee, Black Rifle has it all. If you would like to try this yummy coffee, visit sinisterjunkmailpodcast.com/blackriflecoffee. Again, visit sinisterjunkmailpodcast.com/blackriflecoffee. Can you describe what the elders looked like to you?
They're very tall and they're humanoid looking. They wear robes. And they have white hair.
Okay.
Okay. So something we've also read is that in spirit form, we are able to appear the way we choose. Like we can kind of set a valence, like an appearance, and change it whenever we want. So when they come to see you, can they just like appear however they want to appear?
I think you see yourself as you want to see it. Like if you go in and you want to see your father, you know, you may be a child and run around and play with your dad for a while.
Interesting.
That won't be an option for me.
You know, until you get used to the idea of what has happened to you and that you are a etheric energy being, you know, and that may be the kind of closure that you needed because you may, you know, your father might have died when you were young, you know, so.
Or just been a douche.
Fingers crossed.
It's different for everyone because everybody's different, you know, so.
Right.
But it's a beautiful thing, really.
Yeah.
And even, you know, at times I thought I was crazy and I did not understand what was happening to me. But now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Everything is by perfect design and happens for a reason. And the whole thing about us being here on Earth, this is a learning experience.
That's right. Yep. That's what we talk about. Yeah.
So you mentioned, or I'm sorry, I read in your bio on your website that when you met with the elders, they showed you your birth and like the first breath you took as a baby.
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think that was?
Because I needed to understand who I was before I came here.
Okay.
And the significance of the reason for it. And now I understand that I am here on a mission to assist humanity and to correct all the misinformation given to humanity.
Yeah.
And another thing too, what would be more perfect for them to actually understand the human experience than send an incarnate of their race down here.
I see.
The way that I understand it is every race that wants to help humanity, each race sent incarnates here. So I'm not the only one.
So there are others?
Yes.
One of my questions then about that is, when we talk about creator source, is it your opinion that there is just like one overall creator source of all of us? Or do you think that like humans have their own and...
No. Creator source created everything.
Everything.
The extraterrestrials, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do know that the extraterrestrials and interdimensionals, they all played a part in tweaking our DNA and making who we are today.
Okay.
Why do you think they choose the people that they do, extraterrestrials, to get in contact with?
I think a lot of them are incarnates like me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if when you think about it, people that have been abducted, usually it's just like one time.
Yeah. Like Betty and Bernie Hill.
Yeah.
So then your contacts that you've had are completely different than people who have been abducted and had a less pleasant experience, I guess I'll say.
Yes. And let me tell you, explain this to you. There is one group of gray ETs that kind of work with the government. And also I've heard that the government has pretended to be extraterrestrials and abducted some people.
That's interesting.
I have also heard, we've read that from somebody else as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because you have to understand, they have kept this secret for over 70 years, and they have always wanted humanity to be fearful. So they've done things to keep us in fear so that when the interdimensionals get here, and they are here, that we would question everything. But interdimensionals understand this, and they're patient, and they're not going to just force everything on us overnight.
I see.
Okay. So why do you think that it's the, or hold on, who, what is the biggest reason that the government is keeping this from us?
Because one, they would have to say Roswell was real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there were crashes before Roswell. Roswell got leaked and then they had to cover it up because they didn't know what was going on.
Right.
They didn't want to admit that there was something that was, technology was so ahead by millions of years that we were powerless over.
Yeah, they probably just thought it would incite chaos.
At that time, we weren't good neighbors with a lot of countries.
Right.
So, you know, us not knowing if they were privy to any of this information, so they denied it all.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it was a matter of pride. And also they said they didn't want humanity to freak out and do things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think that they're starting to come a little bit clean?
Because they have to. They know that the interdimensionals are here. And probably between now and 2026, possibly 2027, they're going to make face-to-face contact with humanity.
Oh, shit. That soon.
Yeah. It could be sooner.
Do you think that like technology plays a huge part in that? Like now that everyone is so connected with the internet and cell phones that they just can't keep it under wraps anymore. They have no choice.
Exactly. That has a lot to do with it. And the fact that we are at a pivotal point. We are playing with technology and weapons, and we are going out into space, and they're not going to allow us to take nuclear weapons into space.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
They're here to protect this planet.
Right.
They're here to protect us, innocent bystanders, all the indigenous people that have no clue that we're in a war, have no clue about technology. There's so many, all the animals, the trees, the flowers, the oceans and the seas. We have the power to wipe them out, and they're not going to let us do that.
We talked about it in one of our episodes recently about how some military high up commanders, whatever, they thought some ETs were like preventing them from launching nukes and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. They've made it very well known. You are not going to do that. I saw video of the war over in Israel, and there's footage out there if you look for it, and they're constantly shooting weapons down. They'll shoot one up and then the craft will go over and detonate it.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's happening. That's happening now.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's any like personal gain for the extraterrestrials for doing this? Like if we destroy Earth, is it going to affect them in any way by throwing off like the system?
They're not going to let that happen because we are not the only beings in the universe. And we are not the most important thing on this Earth. Earth itself is a living being.
Right.
Everything on it is a living being and everything is connected. We are connected to it. We just don't see that we are, but we're all connected. We would not be able to breathe without jungles and trees. But here we are destroying the thing that brings life into our lungs.
Yeah. It's sad.
This gets so complex on all the reasons why. They will not let humans do stupid things.
It would just set off a domino effect, I'm sure.
Yeah. And it also ripples into the universe, too.
Right, right. Do you think that there are other Earth-like planets out there outside of our galaxy that are inhabited now?
Yes, I think there's some in our galaxy. And I think that they're waiting for the James Webb Telescope to tell us we have found life. And they're hoping that humanity will be so excited because we have found life, but it's, you know, pretty good ways away. So humanity will be so excited and they're hoping that they can kind of fly under that cushion of that and not have to expose all the horrible things that they've done.
Right.
But that's unfortunately, there's too many people that are going to make sure that those things come out. I mean, for the Kennedy assassination, for one. A lot of people really believe that he was killed because he wanted to tell the population about extraterrestrials and about Roswell.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's super interesting.
Yeah.
Have you been following the whistleblower at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on him?
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
He's telling the truth.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has nothing really to gain by doing this.
Right.
And they've made it as hard as possible. And they're stalling because they're stalling and hoping that James Webb telescope will find something.
Distract everybody.
Yeah. Everything's always a distraction. The war is a distraction. Everything is a distraction. Wow. And they control all of our media.
Yep.
The things that go in our food, the things that is in our water, the things in our air that we breathe, they want to keep us dumbed down.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that.
I think it's working on me personally. Yeah.
It's working on Susie.
That's why I can't speak anymore.
Yeah. It's so funny. I totally agree with that.
I do too.
So they're not wanting to totally change us, but we do need to change a lot of things in our ways of thinking. We need to be more positive.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we need to learn to be better, happier human beings.
So I've heard a theory that the Earth is in a transition state right now, like in the middle of raising its vibration.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
That is true.
And some people are kind of on that path already personally.
Yeah.
Do you think there are some that just kind of get stuck and don't even realize that that's a possibility for them to just kind of stay status quo?
There's a lot of people think that the Earth is flat.
Right.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Doesn't make it okay.
Not everybody is right.
Right, right.
You know, the best thing is question everything. Do your own research.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely agree with that.
Just like whatever I tell you, look it up. Check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the intelligent thing to do. And that's what we're supposed to be learning is to be more intelligent, question these things and and realize that a lot of things that we've been told, a lot of things in our history needs to be rewritten.
Let me ask you something. What are your thoughts on conventional religion, the purpose of it? Like,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it is. What do you think it was created for? Like the purpose of it to like control people, or what are your thoughts?
Yes, that and money making, and
of course,
a lot of politics are in it. But I don't think everybody's heart's in the wrong place. I think a lot of people's hearts are in the right place.
Yeah,
but they're being manipulated.
Yeah, we've talked about that. I think we talked about that recently. Do whatever makes you feel good, as long as you're not hurting other people. But
don't be a sucky person.
Yeah,
pretty much.
all of the religions and the splits.
Mm-hmm.
That is because of that fraction of people that want to keep humanity apart. They don't want us to connect like we're supposed to be. So our religion split up. We have disputes over which one is which is that. These are all made up. None of that is actually real. Or, I mean, the creator source could care less about all that stuff.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, I know that not everyone feels that way, but I am on that same page with you.
But you do know a lot of people are going to be crushed. They've lived their whole life thinking a certain way. So this is where I am different again than a lot of people. I think that our mental health therapists need to be educated on extraterrestrial experiences for people that have been abducted or have contacts, and they don't fully understand, because people are different levels of understanding things. So, and some people are just going to be crushed when they find out that I was a Pentecostal all my life, and you're telling me it's not real, you know?
Yeah.
So there is the mental health issues of this is going to be very necessary, I think.
So do you think that that's going to be like a revelation that comes like in our current lifetime?
Yes.
That it's going to be exposed, like, I don't know, in the next, you said what, 26, 27, maybe you think?
Or even before. Yes.
Oh, wow. That was right on the brink.
All this is happening for a reason, and it's, you know, it's a preparation.
Yeah.
And they've been preparing me all my life for this, and I feel it. It's coming, and it's going to be grand. It's going to be so much better way. You have to understand. Even if it doesn't happen, like as soon as we want to see it or whatever,
right?
We are the stepping stones to make the future better for our grandchildren's children,
right?
And future generations behind us. We are at this pivotal point. This is the biggest event ever that's ever happened to humanity since the existence. It's going to happen, and it's time for people to get ready and be prepared.
So when you say it's going to happen, what do you like picture? How do you see that unfolding? Like, what exactly do you think?
We are going to have contact, and we are going to be assisted to learn. All of the hidden technology will be reintroduced to us.
Hmm.
There should be no sickness or disease. There are cures for many diseases that our pharmaceutical companies and government have withheld from us. All these things will be revealed. So our lifestyles are going to change, and we're going to be better. We're going to live longer lives. We're going to be more fruitful and multiply and be happier human beings.
I feel like so many people are so resistant to change. So do you think... Do you think that there's still going to be a group of people that refuses to accept this?
Even though it's like right in their face? Right. There always is.
There always is.
I truly think that everyone in their dream state is getting some source of information or some feed to them.
Yeah.
To help them with this. The interdimensionals and the good ETs, they understand fully. They've gone through this evolutionary process, and they've seen many others. We're not the first ones to experience this, you know, we're just kind of the youngest species on the block.
Right.
They know exactly how to do this and how to present themselves. They are intelligent. They're a million years ahead of us, and they know how to do this.
Yeah.
To be fair, people are dumb. This is a,
the
bar is set real low.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I'm sure that all these things are taken in consideration, and everything's well thought and well planned. So it will be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll have no choice. We have to adapt.
We just have to have faith in ourselves and have faith in humanity.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to like plug, any of your groups or anything you want to shout out while we're on it?
Oh, okay. My website is timefordisclosure.com. And people can contact me there. They can ask questions. They can make comments on some of the articles. I also have a Facebook group. It's called Time for Disclosure / We've Never Been Alone. So anybody's welcome to come visit or join, whatever they would like to do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Another thing that I would like to say is that we have this war going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better to not pick a side. If you pick a side, you're mm-hmm. giving in to negative energy. Take okay. your energy and pray for peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good fair. Message overall.
Yes. Because war is wrong. Mm. That is not what we were created to belong to. We are not right. a warrior type race. And we are going to change. That's not going to continue.
God, I hope that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pray for peace.
Yeah. Always.
Definitely.
Or meditate. People that don't pray, meditate.
Yeah. I'm a huge proponent for meditation. I yeah. highly encourage it. It is fantastic.
Yes.
It's how you can receive messages from, you know, source, yeah. creator, spirit, whatever.
Yep. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on. It was really fun.
All right. Good night, girls.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. So, thoughts. I have so many thoughts with this.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so my theory mm-hmm. that aliens, and not mine, I love that I just owned a fucking
You always
theory.
Do this.
You know, my idea. But so the theory on aliens mm-hmm. having bases in the ocean
yeah.
and the fact that she confirms it
mm.
excited me.
I kind of wish we would have talked about that a little bit more.
I do too.
Yeah.
Because I guess now that like the interview's over, I have follow-up questions.
Right, yeah.
Why are they there? Is it because they're saving on gas?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. She did talk about how we are not supposed to be using fossil fuels the way we are and all of that. So, you know.
To be fair, I think humans, we do a lot of incorrect things.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I think something that I appreciated from this interview was that she openly is like, I don't know everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, we all have our own perspectives, our own realities, whatever. Everybody's different. Every single person is different, like she said.
Right. Which I actually give more credibility to people that are right. going, I don't know everything.
We've talked
this
about
is what
that.
I've seen.
Right.
When but people, I don't know everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When people try or believe their theory is the only one and they're right. so adamant of that, it just ruins it. Like,
right.
you don't know because we're humans and we talked about the built-in firewall with her stuff that we'd already, you know, discussed or suspected. But I do think that this is definitely her reality. It's definitely her experience and
yeah.
that's valid. And it was super interesting when we talked about Journey of Souls last week. I think we barely talked about that. He had asked some of his subjects about extraterrestrials, about
right.
ETs.
It seemed that his subjects weren't exactly clear,
mm-hmm.
that it was definitely souls choosing to live that life, but that they were so far removed mm-hmm. from like their own experience
right.
that like they didn't have clear answers. Like mm-hmm. they could tell that like aliens clearly had a soul and they went along with the same system.
Right.
But they couldn't give much more information to that because they were like, we just like some of them, I think said like, I just haven't come into close contact with one.
Yeah. So I mean, they're there. We see them, but we don't really talk. We don't really engage or right. interact, right?
So I don't know. It's interesting
mm-hmm.
because it makes me also wonder the ratio of like human versus alien
yeah.
ratio. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you haven't come into contact with them, why?
Right.
Is it because like humans do, like we do it like bunnies and then there's just so many, so many
and
of
we
us?
Are not interdimensional.
No.
Apparently like some of the others are. The way that she described it to me with all the different races and we are just one tiny creature on this giant whatever universe.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like the humans are the minority here.
But then how, and I guess this is where I'm asking, like, it makes me wonder why he hasn't come across any subject that has more knowledge than.
Well, okay, so though the humans are the minority, I feel like humans who have previously incarnated as ETs are way fewer.
Okay.
I was going to ask her and then I just forgot if she's ever come into contact with anyone else who's had a similar experience
oh,
as her besides her kids. But
right.
I forgot to ask her that. But I feel like that
yeah.
portion of humanity that has incarnated as an extraterrestrial previously or will in the future, whatever, that's got to be much smaller than humans who just stick to incarnating as humans, you know?
Yes. Okay. So I guess my question is, because in like soul, mm-hmm. let's take it to the astral, right?
Yeah.
Or heaven, some might say.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Susie might say.
Yeah.
in heaven, and where I will reside, looking down at you, Catherine. No, but and for real, like, then why there has to, okay? So we're the minorities as humans, but we're souls. Now we're dead. We're back into souls. Why haven't we come across as many? Well, what I guess what I'm asking is, like, why hasn't any of his subjects been able to expand on that? They've expanded on almost every aspect, whether it's ghosts, almost demons.
There's so many of them out everywhere.
Yeah. That's like the one subject that no one could really give like a firsthand experience on.
Maybe it's something like, yeah, they all know they're there, but they just don't cross paths. They don't sit at each other's lunch tables.
So they're not wearing pink on Wednesdays. Got it.
They aren't wearing pink on Wednesdays.
I'm following now.
I have a feeling that's what it is. I have a feeling that maybe the ETs are slightly, I mean, what Nancy talked about, if you know, that they had a hand in fine tuning our genetics and our DNA and our chromosomes and all that. What if they are kind of superior to humans in some ways and or human souls? I don't know. But that's the question, too, is that if we're able to do either, or do you have to become more advanced in order to do that sort of, you know, interdimensional traveling, whatever, you know?
Yeah. So I guess my other point of discussion that I'm going to force you into.
Yeah.
There's so many people that have come forward about abductions or experiences with aliens. I've never really thought that maybe it was like them visiting their own kind.
Yeah, that was
really interesting to think about.
Yeah, like, it was.
Otherwise, why are they singling these, let's say 10 people out of billions?
Right.
But
that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I was saying before when we talked about how I think that humans who have incarnated as aliens are much fewer, because the percentage of the population who's been abducted or contacted is so much smaller than the population as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, it's very small.
I just had a thought.
Yeah.
It's sort of related, but I'm going to just scroll from it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So once upon a time, it was 2020 and it was COVID time.
Right.
And I was stuck forever.
Mm.
But yeah, so I obviously watched way too many documentaries.
Yeah.
And then I went through all the good ones. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the rogue ones, which you should never fucking do. My husband was thinking about moving to a different country without me stop watching these fucking documentaries. But I watched this one documentary. Do I know the name?
Never.
I don't. Do I know what platform it was?
Not a chance.
Netflix, but probably not a chance. So it's this rando documentary, and it was definitely one of like the shittier ones. And I remember watching it, and it was like, it was pretty rogue.
Yeah.
However, one of the females, and I don't know if I necessarily believe her, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway. She said that she was abducted. And that she was taken on a spaceship, and that like certain things happened to her, and she couldn't really explain what, and they put her back.
Hmm.
And then over the next few years, she kept getting taken. And then at one point she saw this baby that like she knew was hers, but it was like they like essentially created this being with her DNA mixed with like an alien's DNA.
This sounds familiar.
This is the only detail I remember, because I remember going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I didn't really like, one, I'm not sure if I believe her. Two, it was so out there that like, I'm pretty open-minded, but this one even got me where I was like, what? But let's play
alien
the what if game.
Human baby. Yeah, let's play it.
What if that baby wasn't like made from her right then?
Mm-hmm. A future baby?
Or I was going to say a past, like she had made the baby, passed away, came into human life, and they were trying to like maybe even just give like that child, like that alien child, some kind of closure.
Oh, or like an experience with its mother.
Boom.
Interesting.
All right, guys, that's all we have tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
That's crazy. Yeah, maybe. She talked about interdimensional beings, and something we've talked about before is fairies. Fairies and the like. I wonder, I mean, I already believe there's all kinds of crap around us we don't see all the time.
I mean, I do too. Just in general, because I think like, I don't think humans are meant to see everything, because I think it would blow our minds.
We're here for a specific experience.
To learn lessons.
Yes, and
evolve.
I don't think that human is like our one job as a spirit. I think that this is a tiny portion of our evolution, our growth, you know?
Right. But to piggyback?
Yeah, piggyback off
to piggyback off of your thing. I remember reading that fairies and all the mythical creatures, supposedly, because I don't know if I believe this one, but well, let's just go with it for a minute. that they existed for a while, mm-hmm. and then it shifted where humans could no longer see them. And then it became where they're in like a fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. So our eyes can't compute.
Right.
But they're around us.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay, so what if some of like the hauntings, mm-hmm. it's just fairies being little pricks.
It is fairies being little pricks.
Like I remember growing up with my mom. And again, I mean, we've talked about all the mm-hmm. ghost experience. Well, what I thought was ghost. But there's some things like... Some things I will say I'm pretty sure were ghosts because of what I saw. Mm-hmm. But there were some things where like we would come home and shit was moved. Yes. And it wasn't like...
Nothing like nefarious. Just like that's odd.
I didn't put it there. And mm-hmm. it was just my mom and I growing up. So it was really odd.
Yeah.
And maybe. I still don't know if I believe this though.
We shared the video of the screw being falling out on
fucking
its own.
Crazy.
So we've talked about on the video and other times, like I have something in my house that loves to just fuck with that kind of stuff. Like a little tinkerer. So hear me out. We built fairy garden. Yeah. We built a fairy garden, me and the kids in the backyard. We had one at our last house. We have one at this one. And the purpose of a fairy garden is to encourage fairies to come hang out in your yard. They protect your house. They like it. You be like, you're welcome here. You know?
Okay.
I honestly think that we have attracted some kind of silly fairy beings that are like fucking with our stuff because... It's not scary.
No.
It's not malicious. No bad intent. And it doesn't feel human. And it doesn't feel, why the fuck would a human care about unscrewing screws? Go find something else to do.
I don't know.
Our house is new. It's not an old house. There's nobody's died here. No energy, you know, as far as I know. But
I mean, in the same breath, imagine me in death, death.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
In the afterlife.
You're not going to be doing screws, though. You're going to be doing something bigger and funnier. But you don't care about the screws.
I don't. But, like, there has to be someone that, like, that's like their dad joke. They're like, I got her again.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, if when I die, no. And if you are still alive, oh, Catherine.
I can't wait. But I definitely think ours is fairies. And I think that my daughter would be happy to know that because she's really freaked out by the idea of it being a ghost, even though it's not like a scary thing. Yeah. But it really spooks her.
Yeah.
But I actually, the more I think about it, the more I put together the stuff like, oh, we have invited them here. Oh, we've called them. Like, oh, this is silly little things that are like a little tiny mischievous thing. Yeah. This is not typical ghost behavior. I do think it's the fairies.
I don't know.
I know that the word fairy has some silly connotations to it, but it's different than like Tinkerbell. It's like the Irish Fae.
Yeah.
It's like the actual beings of their lore. It's no different than some of the beings of our lore, American stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty convinced it's ghost. I will listen to you.
Why can't it be both?
No.
Ghost fairy. Fairy ghost.
Okay. You know what? I'm more into it.
Except my logic.
I'm more interested now that you said ghost fairy.
That's all it takes. All it takes is that it was dead once. You fucking creep.
Maybe throw the word alien in it. I'm in.
You're on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny though. All right. So we hope you guys enjoyed the interview, though. It was a lot of fun for us.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Nancy for coming on our show.
Well, next week, we're going back to doom and gloom.
Yeah, we are. You're welcome.
I'm back in
Susie's
control.
Susie's leading.
Yeah. So we're going to be discussing the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, we are.
Which is an extremely fucked place.
Yeah.
This one will also be layered because there's just a lot of death.
Yep.
There's a lot of nefarious bullshit that happens there, and there's ghosts.
So it's just really uplifting and just fun and upbeat. You guys are going to love it. No, it is going to be fun, though.
It'll be fun. It's not uplifting.
No, but we'll find some fun things to talk about, I'm sure.
We'll have to because it's really dark.
Yeah.
I was reading over it after, and I was like, uh-oh.
Ooh.
But
to be fair, half of our content is dark, and we find a way to make do.
Yeah. And well, you know what? December's over, bitches.
Yeah, it is. You got your December
uplifting
gifts. Yeah.
Yeah. And now
back to the real world.
Back to Susie's world.
Yeah.
Doom
for
and
one
gloom.
Week.
I want you to be scared of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smart. You should never trust anyone, but
yeah. So anyway, we'll see you next time and be prepared for awesomeness and murder and ghost.
Right.
And serial killers. And there's serial.
There are serial killers. It's got something for everyone.
I know.
Oh, also, just a reminder, we are getting ready to do our next true stories episode. So email us any stories. It doesn't have to be hauntings. Can be weird. Can be
just
contact with spirit guides, past life memories.
Aliens.
Aliens.
I will take an alien story.
We would love another alien heartbeat. Story. Yeah. Yeah. So whatever you got, any weird shit, send it in to us. You can email us at sinisterjunkmailpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to follow, like, or share us, find us on Instagram at sinisterjunkmailpodcast.
Yes, do that. Yeah, you can also DM us if you want to share your story with us that way.
Yeah.
And otherwise, we will see you all next week.
Adios.
Bye.